listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. 15 Indonesian nationals have been fined $30,000 by a Darwin magistrate after being caught illegally fishing off the Kimberley coast. Three boats were spotted by Australian authorities last month in the Kimberley and Rowley Shoals marine parks, the group carrying kilos of sea cucumber and fishing equipment on board. Kimberley locals are set to become more energy efficient. Horizon Power's new Energy Ahead program teaching locals how to best conserve their power. The company's Yvette Smithers says it's an easy way to reduce your bills.
Energy bills can be really positively affected by changing some behaviours. And if people understand where they're using the power and how they could do it more efficiently, I think it's got a really effective way that people can reduce their cost of living.
Dampier's Marine Rescue Unit is set to be bolstered through the arrival of a 12-metre rigid-hulled search and rescue boat, Dampier Legend. It's part of a $1.65 million state government investment into Pilbara Emergency Services. Three general rescue utility vehicles have also been delivered to Onslow, Karratha and Roeburn. Anthony Albanese is embarking on a two-day trek of the Kokoda Track as he commemorates Anzac Day with his Papua New Guinea counterpart. The PM has told the ABC the relationship between the two countries has never been closer.
It's an economic relationship, a social relationship through things like rugby league, and it's also about our defence and security. We want the Pacific family to look after our security in this region.
A man has been rescued after becoming stranded in the Kimberley outback over the weekend. Kununurra police deploying a helicopter to rescue the tourist on Sunday. Police reminding people to be equipped with a personal locator beacon on them while travelling. In sport, footy season is well underway for East Kimberley Football League. A massive win for Warringarri Crows, who took down Kununurra Demons by 147 points. Ord River followed winning ways, defeating Warman 60-46 in round two at the weekend.